Bit of a rude shock for people around Eagle Farm this morning as cars were showered in plasterboard after a truck crashed on the Gateway Motorway. It was travelling southbound when it hit a concrete barrier. The pictures are quite extraordinary. It seems to be a miracle that no one was injured. One man that witnessed it all is Brett Chapman, and he's on the line now. G'day, Brett. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. How are you?
Good. Where were you when this happened?
So I was sitting at my desk, which is, I have got a window seat on the second floor. So I was working away. We heard the crash and we could actually feel it as well. The whole building shook. And I looked out the window just in time to see all the plasterboard come crashing down with all the dust and everything.
And no one was injured, mate?
No, surprisingly. A couple of hours each way and there would have been lots of people walking back and forth between the cafe and vehicle, but we just managed to be very lucky.
So when you say you felt it, like yes. There was a bit of a rumble, was there?
Yes, the whole building shook.
Wow.
So we're in a three-level building here, just right next door, and yeah, it shook very badly. There were a few people that thought there might have been a plane crash because we are under the airport landing strip there. And so, and then there was a big cloud of dust. It wasn't until the dust settled that you could see it was plasterboard and that there was a light pole in the middle of the road.
So just try, are you in Laverack Avenue? Is that where the incident happened when the plasterboard came down onto that roadway there?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the truck's going along the gateway at Eagle Farm. It's heading southbound. And what sort of barrier did it hit, do you think?
Well, it hit the side as far as I could tell because it ended up, it's careened through across the bridge there,
right,
and you can see it resting against the concrete side of the freeway there.
So that stopped it going over the top itself too. So
yes.
Its load fell over the top of the barrier, keeping the truck up.
Yes, I suspect it fell out. The shift load would have shifted to the left, hit the light pole, and probably caused it all to go cascading out over the side.
Any idea from where you were as to how many people's cars were damaged?
There's probably, I'd say, 8 cars were impacted, some worse than others. There was 3 cars that, you know, really dented and had windows broken. The others were probably hit, but I couldn't really see from where I was.
And is there much, you mentioned pedestrian traffic, but what about vehicular traffic along the road there at that time of the day?
It's not too bad in that middle morning period when it happened. It's more of a commute in the morning. Still very lucky, though, that
Absolutely.
No pedestrians or vehicles.
Mate, I'm amazed that no one was hurt, and the fact that it was that big a crash and that big of a collision that you felt your building shake, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Brett Chapman, who witnessed that this morning. If you get to see the pictures, I think they're on the Courier Mail website. You can see a photo of that. Might even be on ours as well. And just extraordinary to think that no one was injured. I mean, it's a miracle that all this plasterboard has fallen from that height off the truck and very, very heavy. Anyone, it's just unbelievable.